My name is Andrej Strokins. I'm a photographer and also a found photography collector from Latvia and Baltic region. And for this exhibition, I will show some of my archives. Basically, it's a family archive from 60s to 80s. And I have a huge archive of different archives. I started 4 years ago, and the reason why I really was interested for a long while in found images and vernacular photography, but I was assured that we don't have such things in Latvia, that there is no like a huge market related to vernacular photography, and you just can't find it on the streets or whatever. But then bit by bit, somehow I started to find threads and places where you can find something like this. And then after a while, people knew that I'm searching for that kind of photography, and they just started to bring me stuff, and sometimes also I'm finding them by accident. So yeah, it's just a matter of looking and knowing where to look. There is no particular subject I'm interested in. I mean, photography, like in vernacular photography in general, how amateur photographers were approaching things, like approaching photography without this ego to be an artist. And in many cases, that they are more creative than most of the artists nowadays. Kind of always interesting to find something new, something unexpected, and I always ask to when I go to flea market or to antique shop, I always ask to show me everything, because I never know what is there, and sometimes the most uninteresting things for a seller are the most interesting things for me. So yeah, it's just digging and searching for something, and when you see it, you know, kind of know that this is good and this is kind of maybe too ordinary. And I also think that I'm searching for things that are neglected from the history point of view, that the things that are kind of not so important, but in the same time, if you gather like a large pile of these photographs, suddenly they start to work and make sense in a historical way also. I will have a book published in a week or 2 weeks on archive, found archive about Palladium, local cinema. Cinema theater from 60s, and the photographer is unknown, but the photographs are quite amazing, and they're not they were made in with a different intention from that time, from 60s. The whole pictures that we see nowadays, then there are these kind of beautiful propaganda images of how nice the life is in the theater and in the general, you know, like everything is so beautiful, everybody is happy, everybody has work, and yeah, and so on. But here there's a twist a little bit. These images are like these are snapshots from the backstage of the cinema. Mostly you can see the workers there. These are slides, yeah, and They were sold in a shoebox, like just random images, and then I put them together. I'm still sorting them out, but yes, the Moskvich is this car. It's just here that there is one bookshop and antique shop in Riga Center, and you know, I'm visiting it from time to time, and you never know what people bring there. And one day there was just this shoebox full of slides, and I just took a risk, bought them, and then went through everything. And I, of course, I'm trying to ask any information that that the seller has about, you know, who those people were. And so he told me that everything that he knew is that this is just Russian Latvian family. And yeah. In exhibition I will show slides from family archive. It was quite interesting find among just regular images from everyday life. There was huge part of slides with a car called Moskvich, which is like for Soviet people it was quite quite special things to thing to have, and it was quite hard to get the car, and so people were really proud of it, and there are like maybe 100 images with Moskvich and family, traveling family, like wife and with a wife and husband, everything that I know about this archive, that the husband was Russian and wife was Latvian, and they were traveling around Latvia and photographing themselves with this car, with this Moskvich. So it's traveling from 70s to 80s around Latvia. It was uncommon to have such car in those days, like in 60s. It was luxury to have it. So everybody was the same, but in the same time, some people got more and some people got less. And of course, when you had the car, you were special. Doesn't matter if you have a family or not. If you didn't have families, probably you got a lot of attention from girls and so on. So it was a luxury and cool thing to have. But this was quite a shitty car, and you had to repair it all the time and constantly to work with it. I don't know. It's hard to explain images. You have to see them.